Good evening, as we call to order this closed session of the City Council on February 2nd, 2026. Roll call, Otto.
Here.
Hartman.
Here.
Evans.
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
Vlad is also present. Joining us for city staff tonight is
Finance Director Amy Jurek is an HR person today.
Bob Vos, City Attorney.
Renee Irick, Recording Secretary.
Thank you. With that, I'll look for the approval of the agenda.
I'll move.
Second.
I have a motion by Hartman and a second by Stacy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on. Pursuant to Minnesota Statute Section 13D.05, subsection 2B, for preliminary consideration of allegations against an individual subject to council authority. And with that, I will close the meeting at 7:06. I'll hand this off to Bob or
Sure, I can go, Mayor, if that's okay. Yeah, and so to be clear, this is required to be in closed session. The individual that's subject to the allegations against them has the right to have it in open session. We're in closed session now, so no one has objected to that. So I take it that's the right process. All I wanted to do in sort of prefatory remarks, because I think you don't want to probably be here for hours if we can avoid it, is we've got a packet of materials. It's maybe five-ish pages long. I just want to go over for 2 minutes what it is to, frankly, move things along to allow you to avoid reading a couple of the pages of the five or six pages here. So if I can do that, and then we'll hand this out and you can read things, and then we'll talk about it and you can ask Amy questions or me questions after you read it. So the bottom line is uncomfortable topic. I've talked to all of you except Councilmember Otto. This relates to allegations against the mayor, allegations brought by two department heads, both on their own behalf and on behalf of a couple of employees in their departments. So that's the nature of it. I think you probably all knew that coming into it. As for the packet of materials, the first page, which I think you can skip over, is the reason why we're in closed session. The reason I wanted to put that in writing for you is that it's, frankly, it's typical for a city council to go into closed session to talk about reviewing an employee's performance or review allegations against an employee who is alleged to be treating another employee badly or something like that. Cities go into closed sessions for that a lot. Cities don't commonly go in closed session when the allegations are against an elected official. It is our firm's view, though, and it's now the view of at least one state district court, Hennepin County District Court, that although you as council members, let me step back, the only reason you can go in closed session is if the person who has the allegations against them is subject to the council's authority. In other words, they're under the council's control or authority. So the reason that cities don't go into closed session when allegations are against a council member is it's not at all clear that an individual council member is subject to the authority of the city council, right? The city council can't kick off a council member. You can't fire a council member. That's for the electorate to do. Our view, though, is that because you put each other on committees, the council puts individual members on committees, because the council, in theory, could remove the authority of the mayor to be the parliamentarian, that's been done in quite a few cities, and the council controls how individual council members talk to the staff, because there's that level of control over you as individual council members, you are subject to some degree of the city council's authority, and because of that, we believe that you should talk about allegations against the mayor in closed session. As I've already said, the mayor could require this to be an open session. The purpose for these things to be in closed session is to make sure that allegations that are unsubstantiated haven't been considered by you yet, that those aren't made public and embarrass or you know, harm the reputation of people before the council has even heard about them. So that's the reason the law says we're in closed session right now. That's what the first page talks about. The second page talks about what the allegations are. The short, very short version of that is the allegation is that the mayor has violated the city's respectful workplace policy. In your policies, you've got a requirement that employees be dealt with respectfully. The allegation is that the mayor has violated that in a phone call with Don, with the city administrator. and I think in other communications as well. That's the allegation. So that's discussed on the second page.
Can you clarify the other? Because we're here to discuss one issue. What are the others? If you're going to put that out there, what are the others? I want to know what the other allegations are.
I'm going to let you read it.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the rest of the second and third pages talks about what the policy says exactly about what your respectful workplace policy is. And then the final page of my memo is the recommendation, and I'm going to just read it to you. I want you to hear what the recommendation is so that as you read this stuff, you have in your mind where I'd like to see you go tonight, where the end goal is here. My conclusion is, although I have briefly met with the complaining department heads and have discussed the matter with the administrator, with Don, I have not conducted an investigation or discussed this matter with the mayor. That's not true now. Mary, you and I talked a little bit about it on Friday, but
yep.
When I did the memo, I hadn't talked to you. I have reached no conclusions regarding the allegations. I recommend that the council consider responding to these allegations by hiring an investigator, by having somebody do an investigation. Your personnel policies actually talk about that, so that's one thing to consider. That approach is specifically suggested by your personnel policy, and it's typical in this kind of a situation. Then I anticipated what your concern might be. The concern may be that investigations are time-consuming and they cost a lot of money. So other alternatives that I say in this conclusion are that you could simply accept the allegations and take corrective action. Accept, in other words, after we talk about it tonight, that the mayor has done these things. I'm not sure what the mayor is going to say about that. He may dispute that, or he may say they were justified. I don't know what he's going to say, but he'll have a chance to say something about that. But, this is not a court proceeding. This is not a proceeding where you can remove the mayor from office. So I don't think we have to go through some elaborate investigatory process unless you want to do that, and that's what your policies call for. If you wanted to just conclude that the mayor has likely done these things, you could take corrective action. Those actions are things I've already said. They could be censuring the mayor publicly. You'd adopt a resolution saying the mayor did these things and we don't approve of them. Ordering the mayor to cease communicating with the staff, with the administrator and the staff. How could you do that? How could you stop the mayor from communicating? Well, you would tell your staff not to communicate with the mayor. The mayor is free to do what he wants, but you would tell your staff not to communicate with the mayor. You could remove the mayor from committees, or you could take other kinds of administrative actions like that with respect to the mayor. If you don't want to do that, another suggestion is that the League of Cities provides training, communication training to city councils and individual city council members. You could investigate that. Amy may have something to say about that. And then lastly, what I say in the conclusion is I don't recommend that you simply, without doing anything, reject the allegations. I've acknowledged already that I haven't investigated this. I'm not suggesting for a second that I know that these are true allegations. I just don't think that's appropriate, though, for your employees to come to you and say the mayor has done these things and for you to reject that that's true without doing anything, without doing any further looking. I don't think that's a good solution.
That is an option, though, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So that's the first page and the last page. I'll leave to you to read the two middle pages that spell out what the allegations are. I think then, Mayor, maybe you want to let people ask questions, or maybe you want to respond. I mean, again, I'm putting words in your mouth, and I apologize for doing that, but we did talk about this for a half hour or something on Friday. I wasn't clear, though, whether you're saying this probably isn't true. You'll have to read what it is. So, but whether it's not true or whether...
I wasn't informed on Friday what the allegations were, so...
I mean, I told you generally what they were, but, yep, I agree. You haven't read it yet. So, anyway, the last page, then, is Amy's... pass those out if you would. The last page is Amy's own memo from a meeting that I had virtually with the two department heads and Amy. Amy took some notes. So that's what the last page is. So I'll stop talking for a couple of minutes while you guys read, and then we're going to be open to questions.
You guys done reading or?
No.
All right, so I just have some questions to start out. When was this reported? What was the date?
It is stated in Attorney Bliss's letter on December 4th.
So it was reported on December 4th, the day of? The day it happened? Allegedly?
I don't believe the phone call was that day. It was just reported. We brought it to Attorney Bliss on that day.
I mean, you know, as my memo says, I got contacted on December 4th by Amy, by Finance Director Jurek. I don't know when it was reported to her. I didn't investigate this. I haven't investigated. I wouldn't investigate this unless you directed me to.
Why are we talking about this 2 months later is my question. I mean, we're 2 months if it was reported on December 4th, 60 days.
Yeah. Yeah, Mayor, Council, fair question. I mean, I think the answer is probably the sort of obvious. This all occurred at the end, at the sort of culmination of your budget setting process, right after Thanksgiving, right before Christmas. People were out of the office. I was out of the office. And we have a limited number of meeting dates to bring this forward. So this is just the first convene. Frankly, we were going to try and bring it forward 2 weeks ago, but there was a conflict because I couldn't be here because the meeting wasn't on the regular night. So
sure. I mean, you're asking me to recall a conversation I had over the phone 60 days ago.
No, I'm not asking you to do that.
Well, you're asking me to defend myself over these allegations that happened 60 days ago. I've had many conversations with Administrator Meyer. What I do recall about that conversation is I was extremely frustrated about the misinformation that was presented by Finance Director Jurek, Administrator Meyer, and Attorney Vos on December 1st, I believe. And that was regarding the consequences if we didn't set a budget, and then we later found out that those consequences were not consequences. I don't recall yelling. I recall maybe raising my voice. I don't recall swearing at her. And I don't recall threatening her employment. I do recall trying to reiterate to her the consequences associated with giving false information that ultimately tabled a past vote. And my goal is to keep the taxes as low as possible. And I guarantee that would have not passed, that tabled motion would have not passed between two council members up here, and it would have been done. We would have been done with that conversation. So I was upset that I received false information regarding the consequences around not setting a budget. And then it says that I've done this on several prior occasions. I've had difficult conversations with Administrator Meyer. I think that's just part of the nature. But I never intended ill will or tried to intimidate or harass her. And it says that in here that I speak dismissively to staff and about staff in communications with others. I feel like in every meeting I've been in with staff, I've been nothing but professional, and staff has taken personal jabs at me during meetings that have, flared up the rhetoric back and forth. But I never started that. That was always staff saying something to me like, it's a cop-out that you don't want to raise taxes for the police department, telling me that I'm only one vote. That's an intimidation factor by staff to try to get to silence me, saying I don't care about the police department, when I never said that. What I said is I would...
You know, if I was your lawyer, I'd tell you to remain silent and ask for an investigation. I don't think you're helping yourself. And I handed out a copy of Mayor's recent posting.
Yep, and there's no names in there. There's no names, Rex.
There's my name.
Yeah, I did. And you printed stuff about me in the paper, too. So, yeah.
Okay, the problem with this, Rex, is that this is a private Facebook group, and we're talking about something that has to do with the city.
Well, if it's private, why did my wife get so many copies of it?
This does not have anything to do with the situation.
It has
literally
does
not.
To do with it. Because, read it.
Rex.
The mayor mentions.
It literally has nothing to do with the situation.
Just let me finish, and then I'll take a back seat to all this.
What, are you going to walk out or what?
No. I retain the right to walk out.
Well, I think
when I'm repeatedly shut down by the mayor, I may walk out.
I've never shut you down.
When you're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order.
That's because you are out of order.
When I come to a meeting after working 3 days on a budget, and the mayor takes an opportunity to overturn all that work because a member is absent, And then that member is let me finish, and then I'm done.
No, because your narrative is so far-fetched.
Again, this has nothing to do with the allegations with this closed session.
Well, frankly, Luke, that's what you say. And he talks in his posting about a hostile workplace.
Yes,
so he's aware.
You've created a hostile work environment for me. Staff has, I feel, has created a hostile work environment for me. Not receiving the correct information.
He talks about taking sides.
Not receiving the correct information, and then a decision is made on that false information, and we're dealing with city tax dollars, is way worse than what I'm discussing here. Or what is in front of us now?
Mayor and Council, I'm here to theoretically do something, so I'm going to do something here.
I really don't want you to interject, Bob. I really don't.
Okay.
Can we vote?
This is what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to bite the bullet here. I will refrain from commenting on Facebook on any city issues here on forward. You have my word on that. I realize this is a hot topic for people, and I see it as just people trying to silence my First Amendment right, personally, but I will take the bullet on that. I will have no contact with city administration, city staff, which I really don't have contact with city staff. The only person I have contacted, really, in the last year is Administrator Meyer. All my communication here going forward will be all electronically done. I will either text or email. I will not place any more phone calls. I won't come down to City Hall one-on-one. The only interaction they'll have with me is at meetings.
I vote for an investigation.
I second that. I mean, I witnessed this.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling you to shut the hell up, not that guy. You called me for an hour and a half, pissed my wife off. And if you're going to treat me like that, I can only imagine you'll treat city staff like
you
that.
You treated me the same way, Brady. That conversation was twofold.
You called me.
I did call you because you wanted to know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it, and I will take that, and I can take that. But if somebody else can't take that, who is a city of fish?
And this was a conversation I had with Don over the phone. It's not like I was in person trying to intimidate her, which I don't feel like I've intimidated her. And that was certainly not my intent if that is what occurred.
Then there's nothing to hide.
There isn't anything to hide.
Well, then do the investigation.
You want to spend a bunch of money on that?
I don't.
Do you want me to?
I don't trust this. I don't trust what happened to me. You accused me of congratulating people coming here and going against you.
I didn't.
Which I never did. Yes, you did. You told me for a fact it happened.
It did happen, but.
Negative. It's a fabrication.
Brady took a lot of heat for not being at the meeting. Did you stick up for him?
Did I stick up for Brady?
Yes.
No.
Should I have?
Yes.
Should you communicate
after pulling the rug out from under us?
I think you should.
I think
you don't have to. Is what you told me.
I didn't. No.
Yeah. Do the I'm only one vote. I know that. I vote for the investigation. Nobody else can say anything.
I vote for the investigation.
Well, there we go. There's two. Can somebody else
People
say something?
Deserve it.
It's 7:33.
I mean, I can see how I'm a passionate individual, like everybody else up here.
You're still blaming everybody else.
I'm not
else.
Blaming everybody else, Rex.
Look at public forum. When people come and speak on your behalf, they don't have to sign up. They go whatever.
What do you mean they signed up tonight?
They all signed up tonight, the previous
if,
night.
If, that's,
the previous
if you
night.
Don't want me to do that moving forward, so you're going to retaliate against me for things that this
yeah,
isn't
see,
for?
Sir, I'm not retaliating you. I'm suggesting to do it the right way, a non-biased approach by an investigator outside of the city. That is a non-biased approach. That is the right thing to do on behalf of the city to avoid a lawsuit moving forward.
I'm not
the right way.
They can't. This cannot end up in court. Can it, Bob? Can this end up in court? You said it couldn't.
Can this literally the personnel policy issue end up in court? No. I mean, it's aimed at you.
Right.
You have no cause of action against the city for whatever the city council does. So no. Right. Could you? But can this nucleus of facts? Can the things that are going on with the city staff that are allegedly being caused by you end up in court? Of course it could.
I have never mentioned city staff's names directly in any of my interactions on Facebook. I think I've been professional with city staff in communications, in meetings. This is about outside behavior. You know, Rex has had behavior that isn't appropriate in meetings. Swear words have been dropped in meetings by council members.
Well, I'm not swearing. I'm not swearing at staff.
Rex has berated people up here that's sitting in the public.
Who?
He has confronted people in the public that have said he had alcohol in his breath two separate occasions. I feel like I have
so
done...
So that's first... I feel like that's I, your I feel idea like, of the First Amendment, I feel right? Like, to I lie?
Feel, I'm not saying it did or didn't happen. I'm just saying it's been mentioned to me.
Just say it. Doesn't matter if it happened or not.
My behavior in meetings has been professional, I feel. I think there's maybe one instance where I got derailed.
Well, let's get an investigation then. You'll be cleared.
If it was on me, I would want a non-biased investigation conducted on me. That's how I would want it.
I mean, you guys can censor me, too. You want to do that? You guys can remove me from
you
the didn't, committees.
You keep saying you did nothing wrong.
I don't
Let's
feel
get an
I did.
Investigation. You should be asking for an investigation.
I'm just trying
It'll
to...
It'll absolve you.
I'm just trying to not have this cost the city a bunch of money, because that's not what I'm about.
You're still blaming everybody
else.
No,
I'm not blaming everybody else.
What is the cost associated with something like that?
Yeah, I think Amy can speak to that a little bit.
The last investigation we had, I believe, was maybe about, I didn't look it up because I wasn't sure what we were going, but we would get quotes on it, but it most likely it was determined, I think that was a couple days of investigation, and it was maybe $5,000.
Okay, so what would the investigation actually do, I guess?
Investigation would look at meetings, phone calls, if they would be recorded. It would interview employees, and then it would make a nonpartisan determination. But again, with how this is, it would be either it is or isn't, and then they would still have to have a resolution.
So I wasn't even aware of this personnel policy, so this was passed December 14th, 2024. So this was passed when? Was I on council during that time? No. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, it would have been worked through the process probably. I don't recall when you resigned from council, but...
September...
Yeah, I mean, it would have been in the works, but no, I mean, it was voted on when it was voted on in December, so.
So the outgoing council put this in place to protect staff from me, essentially.
This is a standard policy in all government. It's nothing, we actually get it from the attorneys, we import it. This is a policy, all employees, we have annual training on it. It is an important policy. I just want to make sure, I mean, staff, this is a hard thing. We want to work together, and this is a situation, and believe me, staff is really concerned about bringing it forward to council for retaliation reasons. But we have to follow our policy that came to me with HR, so it's brought forward to council. So that's how it got here. If you do an investigation, those are things they'll interview, they'll do phone calls, listen to meetings, make a determination, and then still bring it to council to determine what a resolution would be.
So I think staff has a negative opinion of me regardless of what
I
do.
I wonder why.
because I'm not for everything that staff wants.
You're abusive, Brian.
I'm not. You're just as abusive, Rex.
Not
you are
to
more.
Staff.
You are more abusive to residents.
You know. I'll respond.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You won't let
I'm
me.
Not argue
I can't
with
say,
you.
But I am responding to what's been said about me and other people. In a very public way, I'll be responding, okay?
Tonight. This is a closed meeting, Rex, so.
Well, I'm sorry. Did somebody hear me? You know, I worry about you and Luke because you don't see anything inappropriate with your
what about
you're going to continue to post.
What about staff's comments to me? Those comments are also inappropriate.
Tell the investigator.
Staff isn't even correcting staff's misconduct.
Tell the investigator.
But they want to correct my misconduct, which is
tell
fine.
Tell the investigator.
I will change. I will bite the bullet on this.
No, fight it. Tell the investigator. You're never going to admit to the public that you did anything wrong. Even if you allow us dissent here, you're going to go on concerned citizens and say they made me do this.
Did staff intervene with comments that were made to me by staff?
Can we get a vote?
I just have some questions when it's my turn.
I mean, you guys can do whatever you want.
Well, thank you.
I mean, this is more of a headache than it's even worth. So I'm trying to do the best by the residents that I can and represent the constituents that voted for me. So
can I?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, thank you. So Bob, I guess I don't understand why we're even discussing this. I have a hard time with it. I mean, you've sat in meetings. I've had a conversation with you several times. There's no consequences. So we do the investigation, and it comes back that, yep, he did this, and then what? And what? He gets a slap on the wrist. Okay, we decide not to do anything, and then the person who files the complaint's like, the city staff or the city council didn't do nothing, and now they're going to file a couple million-dollar lawsuit against the city? I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. The next question I have is, our HR attorney is Bob Alsop. Like, does he know this? I mean, wouldn't he be the one who does this? Like, he's always been here when it seems to be like an HR issue, at least from what I remember in the past. So I guess, does he know? And those are my questions on it.
Mayor and Council, I mean, I guess I've tried to, in this little memo, spell out some of. I haven't given you a complete list of all of the things you could theoretically do to one member. But there are things. I mean, what I'm saying is not insignificant. When you get elected mayor, you get to be the parliamentarian. You could remove that authority from the mayor. You put people on committees. You can remove people from committees. Maybe those are just, you know, silly things in your view or things that are not consequential. But, I mean, those are the things you can do. You can't kick anybody out of office. That's only for the voters to do. But other than that, you have some control over each of you individually. And so I don't know if that's meaningless or not. I'd leave that to you. And then as far as us doing it, I'm just not volunteering anybody at Kennedy and Graven to do this because we have investigated. We have lawyers that do investigations. But, I mean, we're in the inside the tent, right? And so we're just not an appropriate party to – I mean, if I come out with a report that says the mayor did this, the mayor is going to blame me for not liking him. And if I come out with a report saying he didn't do anything, others of you might say, well, you didn't do a fair investigation of the staff. So it's a lose-lose for me and my firm. And so it would make more sense for somebody else to do it. And I don't even know if we'd be the cheapest either. I mean, you wouldn't have to necessarily be a lawyer at lawyer rates. I mean, to get to $5,000, that's not a big, huge number, right, and for doing a couple of days of investigation. So that's the reason why we wouldn't do it. It's just a bad look for the city attorney to be the one investigating one of the city council members.
People in Belle Plaine deserve an investigation.
And most of the people in Belle Plaine support me, Rex. Just remember that. Most people in Belle Plaine still support me, regardless of what people say I do, don't do.
You're going to run for re-election, right?
I have no idea what I'm going to do, Rex.
They deserve to know. Whatever the investigation says, Rex, they deserve to know.
Let me speak. Let me speak here quick. So to remove me as parliamentarian, my mayoral role, as I've operated these meetings, I feel I've been professional. I feel like I've tried to keep order other than, it goes off the rail, but it's not because of me. Somebody else always starts it. So to remove me as parliamentarian, I don't think is fair, especially being it was a one-on-one conversation with Don. To remove me to censor me, again, it's not my behavior here that is being questioned. It's how I talk to somebody. Well, Rex, you have also talked to people
That wasn't. I've heard you.
I didn't take this appointment to suffer insults.
And neither did I. And neither did I.
Where to get off, Ryan?
To remove me from committees, I don't think is appropriate because I have been professional at meetings. Like I said, I will bite the bullet. I will refrain from. I promise you guys, I won't comment for the next 10 months on Facebook. That's fine. Don't take my word on anything.
After the way you treated the
budget process. Stop interrupting me. What do you mean after the way I treated the budget process? But please stop interrupting.
There, Ryan.
Yeah. Anyways, see, you're kind of out of order right now. You keep interrupting me.
Hey, I'm just saying.
To remove me from committees, I don't think is fair.
I vote for an investigation.
I will take the bullet. I won't comment on Facebook moving forward. I won't have contact with city staff one-on-one. No phone calls. Everything will be electronic, text, communication, or emails. I think that's the best path moving forward to resolve this. Because I feel like this is all wrapped around concerned citizens, and I'm being held against my First Amendment right.
You don't understand.
And what other people put. I can't help what other people put on there.
The only one that bothered me is yours. Dale Loudermilk, he didn't outright lie and make stuff.
I didn't outright lie. You have been nothing but argumentative with me.
I got my first impressions of you watching you at work. You have been berating people from the first time I encountered you.
At work?
Here.
I never berated anybody here.
Okay. Okay, then get an investigation, Ryan. You'll be absolved. Let's vote and go. There's no point in just batting this back and forth.
James, what do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do an investigation. There's nothing to be scared of. Okay. I'm sure it didn't happen. So okay. Let's do it. Can we, if it comes back as false, is there action to be taken against the employees?
No.
And what happens if it comes back, deems I did this, whatever?
Then we could have done.
The process might not run for re-election.
The process going forward.
I think that's what this is about. Is you guys trying to
you guys,
make me look
that's
bad?
That's right. I'm part of a citywide conspiracy.
Yeah.
You post about that, right?
Rex, now you're insulting you're insulting me right now. And that's no different than what the allegations are.
Before we lose anybody,
adjourned.
The process then would be that we will return to this issue again in closed session. Let's not be talking about this publicly because it's in closed session and no conclusions have been reached.
No posting it? I'm concerned.
No, let's not be saying any. I mean, obviously you have spouses and you can feel free to talk to them, but let's not be talking to the public about this.
I don't think you should have made that comment. This is confidential regarding me. This is information that didn't happen at a meeting, that the allegations are. It's not public information, so I would strongly urge nobody to talk about this till the investigation's done.
Let me finish what I'm saying, okay? Everybody, please stop talking. Hey, please, just let me finish a thought. Okay.
Can you sit down, Rex?
We're gonna collect the materials up.
Rex, let's
finish this. You can feel free to talk to your spouses, Mayor. That's not reasonable to say you can't talk to your spouse. You're gonna talk to your spouses about this, so feel free. Don't talk to the public. Ask your spouses not to talk to the public. Okay. The next meeting, this will also be in closed session. Between now and then, Amy staff will get a couple of quotes on investigators. We're not just going to go and hire somebody without you deciding that. So we'll have a couple of quotes. I think we can do that in 2 weeks. Amy, do you think that's reasonable? We'll have those at the next meeting. I expect that to be about a six-minute thing, right? Because it's just going to be taking a look at the quotes. And then we'll move forward. And that's the way it'll be done. And, yeah, I mean, Mayor, what you asked me not to speak to and I'm not going to speak to is concerned citizens. There is a misunderstanding here about what I've previously advised about that, but I won't get into it because you've asked me not to. But it seems like that's a centerpiece of the – I mean, I heard it here tonight, right? At the beginning of the meeting, everybody's talking about it, and I've been hearing about it now for months and months and months and months. And I am going to say it, Mayor. I have advised you. It's not the city's webpage or the Facebook page. The city, it's not creating data for the city. The city has no control over it. You have a First Amendment right on social media or anywhere else to say what you think. That's true. But all that means is the government, the federal government, the state government, and this government can't stop you. It does not mean there aren't consequences. If you say things on there that are untrue and defame people, you'll get sued. That the First Amendment doesn't protect you from that. If you say things on there that cause employees to feel threatened doing their jobs, there are consequences. This is one of the consequences. So you have a right, you have a First Amendment right to say whatever you want, and then there may be consequences to what you say. That's reality. So let's be clear about that.
So where does this go if the investigation comes back and it says I did these things?
Then the council will have to decide what they want to do, what punishment they want to impose if the report is that you did these things. They'll have to decide.
And so is this wrapped around the conversation with Don, or is this wrapped around conversations on Facebook?
Mayor?
Yeah.
I've reported to you what I know. This is what I know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the investigator comes up with. He or she is going to talk to the staff. He or she is going to talk to you. I don't know. I'm not going to dictate what the investigator digs into. I don't know. It's not my call to make.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second that, sorry. But this doesn't ever go public?
Oh, no. Yeah, apologies, Mayor and Council. No. At the point that you as a council reach conclusions about whether this happened or not and what you're going to do about it, that will have to be done in open session. So that will be public.
I'll second the motion.
We have another discussion here. I have it on my list.
I don't have that list.
And I just want to make a statement here that Rex has yelled in front of staff at council meetings. James has yelled in front of staff at council meetings and sworn. I mean, you guys are, it's like you're holding something against me that you've all done, that you've all.
I'd like you to produce a single time I yelled at staff. Produce it.
I said you've yelled in front of staff.
Produce it.
Well, let's stay to the agenda. We're here to talk about a complaint, allegations against you.
Everybody
else. There aren't any allegations against any other council member.
I've requested Don to talk to staff about their conduct towards me.
Okay.
And I don't feel that's been done because it continues to happen.
Motion was made and seconded.
Motion to adjourn. I have a motion by Stacy, second by, who was the second?
Yeah.
Evans. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?